What's in the news? Baby, it's cold outside.
It's hard to think in this cold.
I'm Peter King. Okay, so I'm not Dean Martin. But if you're in the northern half of the country, you don't need me to tell you just how cold it is.
We went from wondering if we were going to have a white Christmas to having a white Christmas and then January temperatures.
It was minus 20 this morning in St. Germain, Wisconsin.
Everything freezes. You walk outside and your eyes freeze open and your nose runs and that freezes to your face. It's horrible.
Lloyd DeGroat is a Salvation Army bell ringer in St. Germain. He's still on the job because of a shortfall in donations during the holiday season. He's outside for hours at a time.
When you're trying to ring and you're sitting there and you're not really moving around, it gets to be quite chilling sometimes, but I get it more in my hands and feet because I can cover up my body.
Wind chills in the negative 20s and 30s are the rule rather than the exception from Milwaukee to Montana. And in Erie, Pennsylvania,
it's going to take a little while to be able to get all this cleaned up.
Emergency manager Matt Exley is talking about the 5 feet or so of snow that fell in less than 36 hours.
Our crews have been out 24/7. We have all of our plot crews out. They've been doing a fantastic job. That's really hard to keep up with this amount of snow.
CBS's DeMarco Morgan.
As people try to dig out, more lake effect snow is piling up across the Great Lakes.
A lot of snow just keeps coming.
You live anywhere from Ohio to western and central New York, look out. Now this. What's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.